This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to Bluebet, the true blue Aussie bookie. Gamble responsibly.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and the Vics will be hoping to win the Shield final over in the West on Thursday. We're joined by their star, Marcus Harris.
Starting Thursday, Victoria will face off with WA in the Sheffield Shield final.
Spear down leg side, and that's the win for Victoria. Puts Victoria into the Sheffield Shield final.
And this man's sparkling form will hopefully get them the win.
To Harris, driving down the ground, and what a way to bring up another first-class century.
Please welcome Marcus Harris.
A long-term friend of the show, of course, Marcus Harris, and he's about to embark on a Shield final against his old mob, Fat.
He is.
Originally from Perth, and he joins us from Perth. Marcus, welcome to you.
Hello, boys. How are we?
Well, now, just like going home, of course. Your first, how many games you play there? 40-odd for WA?
Yep.
Yeah, I played 40 for WA, so, yeah, I've been at Victoria longer than I was at WA, but it's good to play. It's going to be good to play a Shield final in Perth.
Oh, at the Wacker as well.
Yeah, at the Wacker.
Yeah, it'll be good. I think I might be a chance to have more supporters than WA with all the Harris family coming from here, there, and everywhere. So hopefully there's a few of them there.
Hope you have more than 11 that was at your wedding. We'll talk about that later. But hey, they've knocked down some stands there. We had a look when we were over there, Jim, just recently, and it's pretty bare in some spots.
Yeah, there's not much there. The Inverarity stand's been knocked down, but that never really faced the right part of the ground anyway, so I'm not sure that's much of a loss.
Right.
And the Prindleville's gone, so it's a bit of a different looking ground, but the wicket and the ground's still pretty good.
And Victoria have brought in Todd Murphy and Peter Hanscom, so he will captain, I assume, because Willie's been all right as captain.
Yeah, well, Southo's had the boys on a bit of a heater, so I assume Peter will be captain. I'd dare say that he will be, but no, it's been good. It's been an interesting couple of weeks without obviously without Pete, and we've had Scotty Boland's been away and Toddy Murphy's been away. So some younger boys have got some opportunities, but they've performed really well. And it's been an enjoyable 4 or 5 games that we've had under Southo.
Just getting back to the Inverarity stand and the old stands, Harry, the ground used to have 3 squares on it. So you'd have the middle square that the Shield and Test matches were played on, and then you had 2 squares, either east and west, which were for district games. But then they ripped it up and changed the configuration twice, and that's why in the end the bloody stands are all facing the wrong way.
Well, that's stupid.
So it did. It looked bloody stupid. But they were built properly the first time. But it is, I think they're making it into a footy venue now too, aren't they? So it's going to go back to having maybe waffle footy in the winter.
Yeah, well, the ground's huge now. Like it's added, I think the groundsman said 7.5 metres to each side. So like last week we're playing and it felt like we had a 100-metre boundary out towards the scoreboard.
Yep.
And then I think, I don't really know the ins and out of their plan, but I think part of the funding has got something to do with footy.
So I don't know about you, mate. I mean, you're a much more contemporary player, obviously, but I absolutely loved going back and playing in Perth. It was one of my favourite.
What did you love
about it? The pitch is so different to anything else you ever play on anywhere in the world, let alone in Australia. And the ground was rock hard, so you got value for runs. It just had a completely different cricket ground feel about it to any other, certainly Shield ground in Australia. Mm. Is it still like that?
Yeah, it was great last week. We came from the week before we played in Lavington, which is in Albury, which is probably the heaviest deck of all time. And the wicket was a bit, it was a good wicket, but just like a club wicket, like it's a bit up and down. They don't get too much 4-day cricket on. And then to come to the Wacker where they probably leave it a bit more greener than normal and a bit more moisture in it, so it zips around a bit. But if you get the chance to get in and you sort of get going, you can score so quickly and it's great to bat on.
Raj,
the bowl was always in the game as well.
Where was that last game that Harry played in?
Wodonga and Albury.
And it was heavy.
I think I met that bloke.
Did you go out and have a couple of frothies in Albury, Wodonga?
Yeah, we went to the pub after the game. It was great.
Oh, how good that. Yeah. Who comes in for WA, by the way? The Wild Thing?
Yeah, Lancey Morris will come in. Matt Kelly will come in. And Joel Parris, I assume. I'm not sure, though.
The Wild Thing will get it flying around your ears, top of the order.
Wouldn't be hard, either.
Oh, well, he had a crack during the summer. I was a poor bugger that had to face him in the nets every game. So
that's true.
Poor Lance, he hasn't really played much cricket in the last bloody 3 or 4 months, so I'm not sure how he'll go, but yeah, he can bowl quick, so I'm going to have to have my wits about me.
Right, a little break here. We're going to find out about the wedding
that
I noticed you and I weren't invited to.
I see that, Jim.
Which is interesting, given there's only 12, well, I thought we might get a spot.
No one was invited.
And also, talk about the heat of the Vicks are on. Won their last five in a row.
No.
We're on the Shield final next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Great to be here. Have a couple of frothies. Drink responsibly.
Responsibly.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Marcus Harris joins us ahead of the Shield final on Thursday before he heads off to England to play for Gloucestershire.
Now, Harry, we saw you right throughout the summer. Of course, you were caravanned around with the test team pretty much everywhere, but didn't get a spot because the openers were locked away. How hard was that? I imagine, you know, you had to do a lot of net batting, you had to do a lot of running pre-match and after-match, you know, to keep your fitness up, and then, of course, the drinks during the game. Did that annoy you after a while, or were you happy to be there?
Oh, you're always happy to be in the Aussie setup, but it does get frustrating not playing. But by no means is it hard. You sit there running drinks and watch the boys belting everyone, so it was pretty easy. And it's a great group of blokes at the moment, so it's really enjoyable. But as a cricketer, you want to be playing, so it does get. By the time you get to the fourth and fifth test, you just about had enough of running drinks and doing all that sort of stuff.
Are you a chance to go to England because they're playing that test match there at all, Harry?
Well, I'm going to already be there, Bill. I go next.
Oh, good.
I go on the first. I go over to. I'm going to play for Gloucester again.
Yeah.
So I'll be there, and then we'll have to see what happens. We'll have to see what the big torch reckons.
Oh, righto. And when you go there, you're like the star, are you? You're the best batsman over there at Gloucester, and they look after you, and they still take a blanket around and throw money in it after a game and things?
In a way. I'm not sure I'm the star. They look after me very well, Gloucester. Down in Bristol's a great spot, so they look after me and Kat very well. And yeah, we're there for 6 months and looked after beautifully.
Oh. You got a car with your name on the side of it?
Yeah.
I did at Leicester, not last year at Gloucester. So I don't want my name on the side of the car.
Talking about Kat now, managed to make an honest woman of your beautiful fiance. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, we've been, unfortunately for Kat, bugging around and playing cricket all the time. We hadn't really had a window where we could get married. And then we'd been trying to plan it and plan it and plan it. And she finally put her foot down not long ago and said, we've got to do it. So I think the original plan was Italy. And then that got a bit too hard with logistics and parents not being able to walk and having buggered backs and all that sort of stuff. So she suggested, why don't we just do it in Melbourne? I thought that was a pretty good idea. So, it was a great day on Sunday.
Italy or Treasury Gardens?
Which one are you choosing?
Probably. I would go to Italy. but Treasury Gardens, that's
nice. Private dining room at Gimlet, many think is Australia's, let alone Melbourne's, finest dining. So you would have enjoyed that, Harry.
Yeah, we had a good night. So, Gimlet looked after us very well. I enjoyed the food. And quite often you go to weddings and you go home hungry, which we certainly didn't do. So that was good.
You pick up the tab?
Yeah, of course I paid, Bill. What are you trying to say? I'm a tight ass.
Yeah. I thought, would have got 100 off everyone that walked in.
I wish.
Right, so that was only last weekend, mate. Now you're playing cricket again, so it'd be nice to have it. You got a honeymoon or what are you going to do?
Well, the good thing is being at Gloucester, whenever I get a bit of time off, we can just pop over to Europe. So we'll try and plan something while we're over there. We went to Greece last year, so I reckon it might be Italy this year for a bit of a look around.
Is the county calendar as crowded as it used to be? I mean, in the old days, you basically played every day for 6 months. Is that still the case?
Not far off, but it's not quite as crowded. But, like, so for the first 2 months of the season, you just play Thursday to Sunday every week. So you only have, Monday off and then you're training again. So it's pretty flat out. But the good thing over there is you don't have to fly around and stuff like that. You can drive in your car, so it's a bit easier to get around.
Cat would love that.
Just
going and sitting in the stands at New Road.
I'm watching.
Or Canterbury. with about 200 other people. She
loved coming to Old Trafford last year in the middle of April, freezing her ass off for 4 days watching county cricket. So she really enjoyed that.
So you're in Perth ready to go. How many bats do you have with you right now?
Probably got like six in my bag, I reckon.
Six?
Yeah.
And you got a favourite?
No, I'm not too fussy with them, Bill. I just chop and change whatever feels good on the day.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen your box at kookaburra. In fact, I might have stolen one.
Oh, yeah.
I might have just helped myself, Harry.
Yeah, that's all right. You can.
They do a great job there, the boys. Lee Watts.
Yeah, exactly.
Superb.
Well, tomorrow, we're looking forward to the Thursday it starts, sorry. Thursday, because just beat WA, of course. Mm-hmm. Five in a row, so they're on a nice little roll here. So we're looking forward to this. I'm going to watch this. Open, win the toss, open the batting, you do. You're facing the wild thing. We'll be just sitting here going, oh, good luck, little Marcus.
On the back of that, Harry, it used to be there's the home side, you only had to draw the game to win the Shield. That's not the case anymore, yeah? There's a different set of rules around it?
Yeah, there's the bonus point system now. So unfortunately last year I got COVID as a parting gift from the Pakistan Test Tour, so I couldn't play. And I watched it on the telly and it was horrible to watch, trying to watch us trying to work out a way whether you try and win the game or do you go for the bonus point and put the home team under the pump a bit to make the game move forward. So I think it'll depend what the game situation is. To be fair, all the games here at the Wacker have only gone 3 days, so I'm not sure it'll matter.
No, it doesn't sound like it will. Good luck.
Yes. Come on, Harry.
Of course, a former West Australian.
Jim, we're going for
winning player myself.
Who are you going for?
Well, I would be West Australia. I love Harry. And he's a West Australian anyway.
Just a flog.
So
come on, the Victorian. Vic.
Yeah.
I'm West Victorian.
West Victorian. Good luck, mate. I hope you go really well.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
Marcus Harris on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to our mates at BlueBet. Get around BlueBet this footy season and download the app today. Gamble responsibly.